In 2025, we wrote on the theme of kingdom culture. The lead letters in Update and the Kingdom Parables series in Equipper have commanded our attention. We have received a lot of positive feedback, and I think I know why. Kingdom culture points to our kingdom citizenship. In the letter to the Philippians, the Apostle Paul tells the church that our citizenship is in heaven. Believers' identity and loyalty are in God's eternal kingdom, not in earthly nations or systems. This speaks to our true identity. Being a kingdom citizen stands above national identity, tribal identity, or even family identity. It's not wrong to find worth and value in your people group, but you and I have been created and called to much more. We're called to identify with the King of Kings and to be swept up into His kingdom movement, which is intended for all humanity. While kingdom citizenship gives identity, kingdom representation gives purpose. Paul tells the church at Corinth, "We are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making His appeal through us." As an ambassador, you have the opportunity and responsibility to act and speak on behalf of the King. Whoa! Just as we've received the saving love of Jesus, we now get to share that love and the message of reconciliation and restored relationship. This is compelling. We are called to participate with Jesus as He draws all people to Himself. Identity and purpose are paramount to a meaningful, fulfilled life. Identity provides a sense of self with acceptance and belonging. Purpose provides a clear path ahead with motivation and drive to go there. Identity and purpose are intertwined. A solid sense of identity leads to a clearer understanding of purpose, and a fulfilling purpose substantiates identity. As kingdom citizens and kingdom representatives, we find both. Kingdom identity and purpose can enhance self-awareness, relationships, decision-making, and general well-being. And more than good mental health, we discover spiritual health in belonging to the King and sharing in His divine purpose. Jesus began His earthly ministry with a clear proclamation of the kingdom of God. This announcement continued throughout His public preaching. Jesus' first advent was a pronouncement and teaching about His kingdom. At His first advent, Jesus also revealed God's love and worked out humanity's salvation in His life, death, resurrection, and ascension. The coming second advent will be about establishing the eternal kingdom with the promised new heavens and new earth. More than fulfillment, it will be the launch of the eternal reign of Jesus as we join Him in the spiritual realm. Kingdom culture for GCI refers to the values, beliefs, and practices that represent God's kingdom principles. We practice these kingdom principles within the church community, and they overflow to the neighbors we interact with now. It's about aligning with God's will and representing Him as if the kingdom is present now. The kingdom is already, and yet there is a reality to come that will blow our minds. We laid the groundwork in 2025 with the theme of kingdom culture. Now we enter this new year of 2026, expanding the theme to kingdom living. May we find identity and purpose as we live as both citizens and representatives of the kingdom of God. Together we pray, come, Lord Jesus.